This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Lawmakers in the State House have approved a bill aimed at reducing high fuel loads in the forests, which have contributed to major wildfires across Washington. The 2015 wildfire season was the largest in Washington's history, burning more than 1 million acres, destroying more than 150 homes, cabins, and outbuildings in Okanagan County, and killing three firefighters. Representative Jacqueline Maycumber of Republic says it's unacceptable to wait for an environmental impact statement to reduce dry, dead firewood and brush while the state forests burn. Her legislation would allow the Department of Fish and Wildlife to use best available land management practices to address high fuel loads in forests susceptible to wildfires.
And the reason we need this is because we have been plagued with millions of acres of fires. And when fires burn at that catastrophic level, what we have is we have generations without habitat on these acres. Particularly my district, we have what's called a moonscape, where no natural habitat will grow for my children's lifetime.
This bill is a passion for Maycumber, who began pushing for forest thinning legislation a year ago, shortly after being appointed to her seat in the 7th District.
Let's make sure this does not happen. Let's make sure we don't have catastrophic wildfires, and let's start preventing them. It's something that's on the mouths of both sides of the aisle, and I'm honored to be able to talk about it.
The bill was unanimously approved in the House. It now goes to the Senate for further consideration.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.